Card.
Here. Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. The next item on our agenda is item number 3. Congressman Keene, could you render a prayer this morning, please?
Yes, please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to please watch over us today as we try to make the decisions to help the Osage people. We ask that you please watch over our mourners and just give them comfort and just guide us in these days ahead. And just please place your healing hand on anyone that's suffering. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. The next item on our agenda is item number 4, which is the approval of minutes. Those minutes are dated March 22nd, and they should be in your packet.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes of March 22nd, 2022 as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. A discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, the minutes have been approved. Thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is an update from our budget analyst. Jordan, I'll turn it over to you at this time.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Good morning, committee. At the opening of the 2022 HUNCA session, under the current projected revenue resolution, Congress has $2,231,030 available for appropriation from the general fund. The nation recently received a $790,599 true-up distribution from the casino, and Second Speaker Rivard is preparing a new projected revenue resolution incorporating the true-up distribution and revisions to the program income and interest income. Additionally, the nation received $1 million from the Enid Water Settlement, and we are awaiting documentation from Treasury so that this can be included and then projected revenue as well. At this point, it's looking like the new resolution would increase the funds available to $3,690,159. We're still awaiting a balance for the retained revenue fund. Legislative requests. Currently, there are a total of 17 pending bills that would appropriate tribal funds. Combined, these bills would appropriate $26,637,101. This figure is not limited to bills filed this session, but includes some legislation filed during previous sessions. The pending bills include 6 filed in fiscal year 2020, 4 filed during fiscal year 2021, and the remaining 7 were filed this fiscal year. Additionally, a resolution, ONCR 22-01, would have a fiscal impact. ONCR 2201 would provide a 10% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, for Osage Nation merited employees. My initial estimate is that the COLA, going into effect during the 11th pay period of this fiscal year, would cost about $622,317 in tribal funds during fiscal year 2022. This figure includes the increases to the wage, benefit, and IDC lines. Please keep in mind that this estimate is based on a 10% increase to the wage line to what was budgeted for wages and not to the specific wage rates of the employees. While reviewing the monthly financials, you can see some fluff in the wage lines. The actual cost of the increase would likely be lower than my initial estimate. And some, maybe even most of the budgets may not require any increase to their wage line. And we have heard it stated from executive branch employees that that is the executive branch's intent to use the additional funds remaining in the wage lines to cover the cost of the increase and not to request an additional appropriation. Or that's my understanding. Moving on to the American Rescue Plan funds. Currently, $15,311,819 in ARPA fiscal recovery funds remains available for appropriation. There are 8 pending bills that would appropriate a total of $27,342,000 in ARPA funds. One of those was filed during fiscal year 2021, but the rest were filed this fiscal year. Lastly, Second Speaker Rivard will be filing the fiscal year 2023 projected revenue resolution this session, and it looks like the nation is set to bring in about $67.4 million in unrestricted tribal funds next fiscal year, which I believe will be the most ever. This concludes my report. Thank you, committee.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Are there any questions to the budget analyst at this time? Okay.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman Tillman.
Mr. Fraser, I was just curious, what is the balance for the direct assistance out of the initial 35 million?
I don't have that, sir. We haven't received an update on that in a while, but I will request that from Treasury and follow up with you.
Very good. Thank you.
Chair Rivard.
Yes. Go ahead, Congressman Keene.
So with the COLA bill, we actually wouldn't have to appropriate any more money to fund that up until September 30th of this year.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
It's my understanding that that's the executive branch's position on this. Looking through the monthly financials, it does appear that there's quite a bit left over in the wage lines. I would need to work with Treasury on that more to be able to give a definitive answer. I don't know that it's possible on all of the budgets. I was looking at IDC strategic planning, and it didn't look like they would have enough. So I think probably on at least a few, they would need to request an additional appropriation this fiscal year. But that's all the information I have at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, committee. Any other questions? Okay, if not.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Also, to Congressman Keene's question, we haven't received any non-tribal financials with our monthly financials. So while we can see what's being spent from the wage lines on the tribal and IDC budgets, we don't really know on the non-tribal funds. So I can't speak to that either. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, committee. And the next item on our agenda is item number 6, which is adjournment.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate your time.
Second speaker.
Well, I don't know. I'm not your wife.
Breakfast casserole.